Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Sally has strengthened into a hurricane as it bears down on the U.S. Gulf Coast, forecast to make landfall tomorrow. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a hurricane warning is now posted from southeast Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida state line.
Low-lying areas are evacuating as Hurricane Sally is already pushing water over coastal roads and churning up the surf in the Gulf of Mexico. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says it's worrisome that the hurricane is moving so slowly.
The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
Officials say the biggest threat from Hurricane Sally will be flooding from both storm surge along the coast and rainfall amounts up to 2 feet in some areas. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Incumbent Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are both focusing much of their attention on fire-ravaged California today. Trump was meeting with fire officials in California, while Biden was again stressing that the recent fires and hot temperatures there underscore the need to address climate change. Trump has largely sought to downplay climate change claims, while Biden calls it another crisis that Trump will not take responsibility for. Vice President Mike Pence hit the campaign trail in Wisconsin today. Pence telling supporters the choice in November is about whether America will remain America. From member station WWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis has more.
Pence touted economic gains before the coronavirus and hammered home the fact that the Trump administration stands with law enforcement. Law and order is a message that the Trump campaign has been pushing recently, with continued protests across the country over police brutality. Karen Arneson says she voted for Trump the first time around and says she plans to again.
He doesn't always speak like I like, but he speaks for me to keep me safe.
Wisconsin is seen as a must-win state for both Democrats and Republicans in November. Before departing, Pence called on the audience to pray for the country. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
A drug company is reporting some success in using an anti-inflammatory medicine in conjunction with a drug already widely used for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Eli Lilly announcing today it's found the drug combination shortens the time of recovery for those patients it was given by at least a day. Results are still awaiting review by independent scientists, but Lilly says the results are from a study of about 1,000 people sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The study combined a drug Lilly makes with the drug remdesivir. A strong start to the week on Wall Street. The Dow up 327 points today. The Nasdaq was up 203 points. This is NPR. Delta Airlines is the latest major airline to announce it's using its frequent flyer program to back up $6.5 billion in funding as the coronavirus pandemic continues to weigh on air travel. United and American Airlines used similar moves back in June to keep cash flowing, with businesses and families conducting only essential air travel at the moment. Pressure has been mounting on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to dump plans to change the country's Brexit withdrawal agreement. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London, five previous UK prime ministers strongly opposed that move.
Former Prime Minister David Cameron is the latest to chime in. He said altering the agreement, which would violate international law, is the, quote, very, very last thing you should contemplate. That was mild compared to the response of former Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair. Writing in London's Sunday Times, the former leaders said the move was, quote, shocking, and the government is, quote, shaming itself and embarrassing our nation. Johnson insists he must change the treaty, which his own government negotiated, to protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the United Kingdom. Johnson shows no sign of backing down, even as the decision could scuttle a new free trade deal with the European Union. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Astronomers studying the atmosphere of Venus say they see something that might just be a sign of life. In a study published today, they say they found the chemical signature of a noxious gas called phosphine. On Earth, phosphine's associated with life. It's found at the bottom of ponds and in some animals. However, outside experts and even the study authors themselves acknowledge the research, while tantalizing, is not necessarily definitive. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.